This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I just want to... I can't let false information. I overheard your conversation back there. And I need to let Cody know. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Half the staff thought Washington State was going to win over the weekend. Cody, Michael is a compulsive liar, and I apologize for his behavior.
Talking about the morning show people.
But you said you were one of the only ones in the building. I'm in the building right now, and Tanner's also in the building. That's three of the people that are in this building. Sorry,
Brady, Cody, transcend the building.
To bring you into this family squabble, but I just can't let this go unnoticed.
If it makes you feel better, I thought Washington State was going to win, too.
I mean, I looked, Cody, today, and you, I'm sure you don't hate this, but ESPN put out their bottom 10 list. CSU's not on it, but they're on the so-called waiting list. I think if they lose Friday night, they might crack that code.
I think they would be literally the worst team in FBS if they would have actually lost that game to Northern Colorado.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, and they're right. I mean, Cody, you've covered football for a long time, and I've said this about what's going on with CSU. I know we're here to talk Wyoming, but I'm sure you can go here with me because it's negative. Anytime you got to bench the quarterback, and then a week later you're saying somebody else is calling plays, that is typically not a recipe for success.
Yeah, rough sledding down there for sure. Not a lot of tears shed up here for sure for CSU, but whatever it is, you know, I just think back to when Jay Norvell got hired, and God bless him, he's a great human being. You thought, oh boy, you know, all the wide receivers this program has produced, they are going to air it out, and this air raid thing is going to be scary. And you also thought, man, Norvell had so much success in Reno, a program that is just not well-funded and not, you know, doesn't have half the resources Colorado State does. Man, this might be a kind of a home run hire for CSU, and now it kind of seems like it's on life support.
Yeah, well, and last year, you know, that can be that fool's gold sometimes. You know, they won eight games, but we also looked at it. The schedule was very interesting. There were a lot of new coaches in the conference. They didn't have Boise State or UNLV on their schedule. They caught Air Force in a really down year. They catch Wyoming in Jay Sovell's first year. And you took advantage of it. Good for you, but that kind of, I think, set up some false hope for this, throughout the offseason.
Yeah, interesting is a really nice way to put a really easy schedule. And we saw that, too, right off the bat. And, you know, good for them. You can only play who's in front of you, and they took care of business. So, you know, not taken away from it. But, yeah, it was a light schedule, to say the least. And, you know, I think you look at Wyoming's schedule this year, and immediately you see that Boise State's not on it, which is a huge bonus. But you also, two teams you might not want to run into this year, New Mexico and Utah State, they're also not on it.
Right.
So who would have ever thought you'd be saying something like that? But it's pretty true at this point.
Yeah, no question. Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. The Cowboys were off last weekend, getting set to take on UNLV. Now, Cody, they're 4-0, but they beat Idaho State in a close game. Sam Houston, UCLA, and then Miami, Ohio. So that's kind of one of those, okay, they're 4-0, they took advantage of a weird schedule. How good are they?
Great question. I mean, that's something we've been mulling over all week here is, you know, the three FBS teams they've knocked off are a combined 1-11. And the one win was Miami of Ohio taking care of business against Lindenwood last week, of course, an FCS team. So, yeah, I mean, you look at the FBS stats, and you can find every team that UNLV's played on page three, which is the last page. The defenses they've faced have been really bad. The offenses they've faced have been really bad. Obviously, UCLA has already gone through a head coach. They're on interim status. And really, Idaho State, an FCS team that has two wins this year, you know, gave them hell in that opener in Allegiant Stadium. They threw the ball all over the yard and did whatever they want. But Miami of Ohio's got to be kicking themselves. They had 14-point leads three times in that game against UNLV. They had a kick return for a touchdown, a pick six. They should have taken care of business. In fact, I'm pretty embarrassed to admit, though I did have some matters to do down in Boulder that night, but I turned the game off after Miami picked six of them. I thought, oh wow, they're getting blasted in Miami. Mm-hmm. They came back and won. So once again, kind of like CSU last year, you got to give them credit, man. They're finding ways to win, and that program has 60 new guys and a new coaching staff, and their offense is humming, man. They're averaging almost 40 points a game, but on the defensive side of the ball, they've been opportunistic, man. They picked off 10 passes already this year, or 8 passes, and forced 2 fumbles. And, they're a plus 6 in the turnover margin, and that's probably saving their bacon a little bit. But they're giving up almost 450 yards a game, and they're getting gashed through the air. And that's obviously where Wyoming struggled. And you hope this week off they kind of found their identity, and Caden Anderson starts making some connections here, because if you're ever going to get right, it seems like this would be the week to do it at home on homecoming.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to ask you. If this is that week where the pressure's kind of on, because it's early. The Cowboys can still make a lot out of this season, but if they just have to get some of that. I mean, again, that Utah game was so close. If they can just get some output, and earlier in that CU game, if they got some output on the offensive side, who knows? Maybe we're talking a different story, or at least a closer game there. But if you can start to see that click against UNLV, who can give up some yards, then maybe you're feeling really good about, you got San Jose State next, Air Force defense, not very good so far, Colorado State. I mean, suddenly, Wyoming could go on a run here, Cody.
You're right. Yeah, it's a big game. And best case scenario here, everybody griping, and rightfully so to some degree, about that 7-minute drive in Boulder in the fourth quarter. You hope that, maybe springboarded them a little bit into the bye week, and maybe they found something there. They found some rhythm. They really they were good in the passing game, good in the running game. That, aside from a delay of game penalty, that drive looked right in every way. The ball got spread out. Samuel Harris was doing his thing. Caden Anderson looked in full control there, and he was taking what CU's defense was giving him, and they marched right down the field. So, obviously, at the time, Wyoming fans are hoping that goes a hell of a lot faster, and, they still have a shot in that game. But, worst-case scenario, you hope it translated. So, it looked right. It looked good, and maybe that's the secret, is to start huddling up, start taking your time a little bit, see what the defense is giving you, and make those plays.
Cody Tucker joining us, 7220sports.com. Cody, how about injury updates for us? Specifically, curious about John Michael Gillenborg.
Yeah, apparently he's good to go. I mean, if you think about it, he's missed the last 7 quarters, and then they had a bye week. And, it's kind of one of those nagging thigh bruise type of injuries. Saw him in the parking lot in Laramie on Monday. He looked fine. Coach didn't say anything about him not playing. The big loss this week is Nate Geiger, and we kind of figured by what Coach said a couple weeks ago that it wasn't going to be good. He gave up a sack on the first play of the second quarter in Boulder and kind of got wiped out. And unfortunately, I mean, this is the same guy, left tackle, sophomore, tore his knee all to hell 10 plays into the Arizona State game in the opener last year. Same thing happens this year. He just tore everything again. So, Nate Geiger's got a long road ahead, but, this is going to kind of throw some things for a loop. Jake Davies struggled mightily at left tackle last year. He gave up 7 sacks and I want to say like 54 pressures. And he was a guy who had no experience. So that's a tough spot to be thrown in, to be protecting Anderson's blind side. But, they don't want to do it. But if they have to, they can move Rex Johnson over there. They can put Caden Barnett back on the outside, though they really like him at guard and they really like what he's been doing. But Jake Davies is going to get the assignment again. And, when Jake came in last week, he gave up that safety, or 2 weeks ago, he gave up that safety to Colorado. And if you don't have that safety and the Cowboys go on that 7-minute drive they went on, I mean, you're talking that's going to be a one-possession game. They'd only be down 8 instead of 10. So that was a big moment in that game, turns out.
Yeah.
So, they have some options, but it always hurts because you want to be 8-9, best case scenario 10 deep on the offensive line, and right now they're probably around 70.
Yeah, and it's tough, but man, what's so impressive about that too, Cody, is their ability to still run the ball like crazy. And you talked about this guy a lot, but the emergence of Samuel Harris and what he's been able to do has been so encouraging. So they're still finding a ways to get some production there.
Yeah, I mean, it's always amazed me, Brady, like even under Craig Bohl, they've never been able to throw with any consistency post-Josh Allen. yet they've always still been able to run, even though the defense knows damn well what's coming. And it's always been shocking to me that Wyoming hasn't been able to pull the, you know, all of late 90s Broncos stuff where you're handing the ball to Terrell Davis and all kinds of things are opening up downfield. And they just have not been able to take advantage of that and get that working in their favor. So Caden Anderson will be starting what I think is seventh, or he started like seven career games. I mean, everybody wants it right now, and I get it. But, you know, the kid's still young. He hasn't played a full season. You know, he had two torn ACLs in high school. You know, the guy hasn't played football in a long time. So, you know, I know it's hard, and people hate hearing excuses. And, you know, we see other quarterbacks that are humming after a couple career starts or even in their first career start. But, you know, he's a young kid, and he hasn't played the game of football in a long, long time. So I think he needs to get in a little groove. And I think we've talked about it before, but I think with so many moving parts and so many transfers, I don't know if you're going to know the identities of a lot of teams till after non-conference season wraps up anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's, you know, one thing I've learned this year, especially watching, you know, following the teams that we follow, is quarterback is difficult, apparently, because we've had so many issues. You know, CU's had their issues. CSU certainly had their issues. Whether it's injury, confidence, whatever, there's been a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Caden Salter had his coming out party against Wyoming, but it's hard to believe that guy wasn't the starter all along the way he played against Wyoming that night. And that's a good Wyoming defense. And he lit it up through the air, on the ground. He did whatever he wanted. So, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm sure CSU fans, you know, thought that a couple of years ago BFN was going to be the man. And, wow, we might have this guy for 2-3 years. And, wow, this guy was courted by Kansas State, and he decided to stay here. And I think they, you know, you love that, and you're encouraged by that. But, man, it can change in a hurry. It's the hardest position in sports. It's the most important position in sports. And that's why, you know, Jay Sawbell gets a lot of crap for the way last year went. But tell you what, man, when things aren't working out for the guy under center, like what happened in Laramie last year with Evan Sobota, you're behind the eight ball big time right off the bat.
So, Cody, how do you think this one's going down? The Cowboys, I mean, the spread is, oh, it's been kind of floating around, but right now the Cowboys are 3.5-point dogs in this game.
I honestly, I think the Cowboys win this one. It's a huge game. And it could rain also on Saturday night in Laramie, which, you know, just going to add to it. But I could see this being, you know, kind of a fireworks show a little bit. UNLV's offense is incredible. I could also see this being Jet Thomas versus Samuel Tote Harris. You know the running backs are awesome when they both have nicknames. So it could be a lot of fun to watch this. But I don't believe in UNLV's defense whatsoever. And I believe that Wyoming's offense just hasn't fully clicked yet. You know, we need a Jalen Sargent sighting here. You need John Michael Gillenborg to live up to the preseason hype. If they do that and add Chris Durden to the mix, along with a few other names, I mean, this offense could really get going. So, like we said, there's no better time to get going than against a defense like this. And the question is, can you stop and force some turnovers? Anthony Calandria is a really good quarterback, and he is, once again, a dual-threat guy, and those guys have given Wyoming absolute fits. Look no further than Devin Dampier and Caden Salter. So can they corral that guy, and can they make some plays, and can they create some turnovers? Other than that, I think the Cowboys win this game, get some home cooking. You know, it's tough to beat Wyoming here, as UNLV knows. They haven't won here in 6 tries, so. Time to take care of business if you're the Wyoming Cowboys.
Yeah, and then it sets up for, you know, it might be a pretty good stretch for Wyoming coming up. Yeah. Cody, appreciate it, man. What are you working on at 7220sports.com that we can check out?
Oh, boy. All kinds of stuff. Got a feature out today about Samuel Tote Harris, in fact. What a great kid, man. I strongly encourage people to check that out. You know, he had Washington and Arizona and you know, a lot Utah, a lot of big programs on him until he tore his ACL, and that phone quit ringing, and the only one that kept coming was the 307 area code, and that's why he's in Wyoming today. So really special back, and comes from a military family, and there's a really cool link to a video in there. He was part of one of those deals where his mom was in active duty, and she was overseas, and she came home and surprised him during a high school practice about three years ago to this date. So good stuff, good kid. He has a very, very bright future.
Well, I'll check that out for sure. That sounds interesting, man. I love that, you know, the game coverage you give us, but also that insight on these players, you know, their backgrounds and everything, too. I think it's special, man. So keep up the great work, as always, and we'll see if the Cowboys can get to that third win, start it off with a bang in this Mountain West Conference, and beating the Rebels this weekend.
Absolutely, my friend. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one. And thanks for having me on, as always.
All right, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 12:37 the time, Michael. We'll jump out, take a quick break. Sean Payton. We got our Diamond Valley Collectibles and Windsor trivia question coming up. Just know it's something about Sean Payton and records. Sean Payton and records. That's your hint today. No?
Mm-mm. No what?
I know what you're going to do.
What am I going to do?
You're going to say something about records, like musical records. That's where your brain was going.
No, I wasn't going to do that.
I've been around you too long now. I know where you're going before you go there, and it's a little disturbing to me.
I was going to say his first comedy record wasn't great, but his second one was fantastic.
37 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.